For 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Come on in, everybody. We're going to throw the doors wide open. At my house, it's Rosie on the House. Now, we're gonna venture a little off topic a little bit. If you're a regular subscriber to our email newsletter, you know one of the things we want to talk about today is, for those of you that are regular listeners, that are adherents and fans of our maintenance calendar, you know, you ought to be having the free time right now to luxuriate in the experience of the holiday season. You should have a little time off. Everything in, about, and around your house, home, castle, or cabin should be pretty well taken care of. So we wanted to talk about, or we wanted to talk to you that are in such a state, as to ideas of things you might consider doing in this holiday season and throughout the cooler outdoor months in this great state of Arizona. Romy, I got a question for you. If you had a job where you could tell your wife, I'm going to work, and it involved a camelback full of a couple sandwiches and snacks, a pair of binoculars, sunglasses, sun cream, a hat, and good boots, and do 8, 9, or 10 miles, and know that was your job every day, would you quit the job you have right now?
I guess it depends what kind of pay are we looking at.
I would quit my job, that's for sure. And I only know one guy that's got that job in Arizona, and his name is Roger Naylor. He's joining us from his home in central Arizona, joining us today to help share with the Arizona homeowners stories and challenges and adventures you might want to consider this holiday season with your family. Good morning, Roger.
What are you trying to blow my scam here? Telling everybody about this great job I got?
Man, oh man.
Wake my editors up. They're going to wake, go, wait a minute. I can't believe we're paying this guy to do this stuff.
Roger, being in the home remodeling business, I'm exposed to a lot of newcomers to Arizona, and I never meet a newcomer in Arizona where they don't get three things. They get a one-year subscription to Arizona Highways, and they get your two books, one on state parks and Boots and Burgers.
And well, so I appreciate that.
So you are a big part of my tradition in welcoming new people to Arizona.
Well, that's great to hear. I really appreciate it. And it's, you and I share that passion for this amazing state, that we want everybody to who's here to come out and get out and see this amazing backyard that they have. Take advantage of this. Holy cow. We're the only state around here that keep our seasons organized by elevation, so you always know where to find the season that you want, and that is so appropriate this time of year when if you want to go play in the snow, if you want to snowboard or downhill or cross country ski, you know where to go to do that. But if you want to enjoy some other types of activities, well, we've got those options too. So it's just a matter of which way you want to point your car.
Let me ask you this, Roger. What is your favorite summit hike? What's the best peak in Arizona?
Well, that's going to be tough to pull. It's always impossible not to love Humphreys when you're up on the roof of Arizona. Humphreys Peak, 12,633 feet at the very top of there at the San Francisco Peaks and Flagstaff. That's just a spectacular hike because you're going up through alpine tundra, the only place you'll find tundra in Arizona, and you get up there and you really are on the very roof of the state. Nobody is taller than you for those few few minutes. But that's definitely a summer hike. That's not one you want to try in the wintertime unless you are a hardcore snow guy. So, but you know, one of my favorites, it's not really much of a summit, but it's just such an incredible hike, is the Hugh Norris Trail in the Tucson. It's down in the Saguaro National Park west. And it the carves route through classic Sonoran landscape to the top of Wasson Peak, which is the highest point in the Tucson Mountains. It's still only about 5,000, a little less than 5,000 feet. So it's not, you never get out of the desert. So it's just a great winter hike. But the views are just terrific as you gaze across the southern Arizona there. And it's just a beautiful, it's a moderate hike. It's about 10 miles round trip. But you just have views after another as it climbs up and snags a ridgeline and takes you up there. And I think that's one that sort of gets overlooked because, you know, people always think of summit hikes as bigger and taller. And you know, that's certainly great. Nothing wrong with that. But don't overlook some of those shorter desert mountains. They're pretty fantastic.
I think Picacho Peak is kind of a cool little hike.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you're kind of downplaying it a little bit. That's a pretty serious hike.
It is a serious hike.
You need to take gloves, and you're pulling yourself up there by cables at the end and stuff. So it's a fantastic hike with good views. But, yeah, don't.
If you have any fear of hikes, there's one or two spots there you'll have really struggle. So, do not take that one lightly.
There's one little hairpin with some exposure, but other than that, it's not too bad. But you're like standing on top of a Coke bottle cap, and I mean, it drops 360 degrees all the way around you to the desert floor. I just think it's kind of a cool experience.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's great. And another one that's not similar to that, but it kind of like that is Vulture Peak outside of Wickenburg, where it's kind of an easy hike up to the saddle. It's not too hard. You get up there and you got really great views. But if you want to do that summit, you got a little hand over hand climb up to the very top there. So, you know, if you just want to do the hike to the saddle, you get the great views. But if you want that extra little challenge of about 300 feet of climbing up through the top, you get that. And again, really terrific views.
And I was thinking about this the other day, Mr. Naylor. When you get up to the top of Vulture Peak, and many summits are like this, there's a old ammo box that you can open and sign your name in. And you see other people. Whatever happens to those? Does somebody go up there like once a year, grab the book and log it in some database? Or, I mean, what happens when that notebook fills up? Does somebody else go up there, and who's making sure there's a pen in it? But there's always a pen in a notebook in those. Whatever happens when you put your name in there?
Yeah, you go into a database system, and I think the government keeps an eye on you. These people are nuts here. They're climbing up mountains, so we got to watch out for them. I think it just probably depends on what agency it's with. If it's National Forest or BLM land or State Park or whatever, it's how often they want to regulate or keep an eye up. On top of Picket Post Mountain, there's a mailbox. Stick a letter in, although, you know, I wouldn't try to beat the Christmas rush by, I don't know how often the mail's picked up there, but you find some weird things at the top of, I guess if you go up Camelback now, I don't know if Santa Claus is up there.
I can confirm
sometimes.
That's your next book, the 15 highest points in each county in Arizona. Roger, for the Arizona homeowners who are hosting Midwest families that are coming out for the holidays, what would you consider two or three of the better family hikes to experience Arizona?
Well, some of the best family hikes, one that's really close by, I think about Lake Pleasant. Take the Wild Burro Trail or the Yavapai Point Trail, because both of them are pretty short. Yavapai Point's about 3 miles round trip, and it's just a climb up to a top of a hill overlooking the lake, so it's really spectacular. And then another one is the with the wild burrow. It just kind of skirts along the shoreline of the lake, but it's a great chance to see those wild burrows. So the kids get a big kick out of that. I mean, I almost always see wild burrows when I'm hiking that trail. And the last time, you know, I got some photos of some little babies, you know, so it was pretty cute. But one of the places I think kids will always love is take them to the Prescott, because it's not that cold this time of year. You know, it's one of my favorites is the Constellation Trail right across from the Phippen Museum, and it weaves through a wildly stacked boulder field of the Granite Dells. Now, this is it's a tangled web of pathways, but they're very well marked and easy to follow. And these big boulders rise in sudden thrust while others lay around in heaps. It looks like the Flintstones are having a yard sale.
You don't find boulders and landscape like that anywhere else in Arizona.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a really unique spot, and the kids just love it. And there's these trails that weave through little grottos with little places for kids to squeeze through and rocks to climb on and stuff. So they always like that. So that's a really good one. And the Granite Gardens also in Prescott is another one just like that, where you can just, you know, the kids can just get out and run around and be kids, and you don't have to worry about them, you know, falling off. You know, there are plenty of areas where it's, you know, just a safe, fun little scrambling for them. So that's always a really nice, quick little getaway for families.
Arizona, consider this my introduction to you, to a man you see in print and in writing, award-winning author and adventurer, ambassador to the back trails of Arizona, Mr. Roger Naylor. Roger, you've got several books. I mentioned two that I use as gifts all the time. I love your writing. It's so enjoyable.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, I'm writing about hiking and eating and Arizona and all these things that I love. So if that passion isn't coming across on the page, if I'm not having fun, I'm doing something really wrong. And so I hope that my books convey that sense of joy and that sense of pleasure that I have when I'm out discovering all the cool things that we have in Arizona.
They absolutely do. Roger, share your website with us and we'll have to get going.
It's rogernaylor.com. You can find any of my books, including my latest, Arizona's Scenic Roads and Hikes, which was voted Best Arizona Book. Won the New Mexico Arizona Book Award this just a couple of months ago for this year. So I'm very thrilled about that. But it gives you 27 of all Arizona's scenic and historic designated roads around the state. It takes you paired with some great hikes and takes you all over the place. So, but all my books are available on my website as well, signed copies.
Roger, see you on the trail.
Can't wait. Always a pleasure to chat with you guys.
Man.
You have wonderful holidays.
Thanks a million.